They had nice features. Okay. Nun Gimel Sif Yud. So man, we're talking about Hilchus Nida here and Hilchus Harchakas, what you have to, how you have to distance during Nida time. So he's not allowed to look at any part of her body, but Makom Shadarka Lachasis if it's the regular way that she covers it. So that's a big tumult. So most poskim can learn that it means the way she dresses in the street. She has to dress like that at home too, when she's in either. Moshe Feinstein says no. The way she normally walks around the house, then the husband's allowed to see her. So let's say she walks with her hair uncovered around the house, then he can see her hair uncovered. Let's say she walks around with short sleeves and all that. That's a little bit more debatable, but some say that's what Ramosha means too. But places that are revealed, let's say hands, arms, etc. That's a Afal Pisha who Nena, even if he is Nena from the looks of his wife, still it's a Basalariyah Bibsamim. He's not allowed to smell the Bibsamim that are specific for her, but also meaning even if they're not on her. But also Lishmaya, he's not allowed to hear her singing. It's also interesting because in the Paiskim and Shulchan Aruch it says Tzarichin on whether singing Kol Isha by Ish by Ishtay Nida is a problem. Yud Aleph, it's the proper thing that she should have special Nida clothing. They should name Zarkum Tamachi she Nida so that they always remember she's a Nida. We don't do this nowadays. So because she atirulah and with great difficulty they allowed her to put on makeup and these type of things. Big day tivana with colored clothing. He may nidusa during Meshidanida. Hello, but the reason why they allowed it is Kadeshalaytiskan al said she shouldn't be disgusting to her husband. Yud Timzag Yain she should not pour him a cup of wine in front of him, or to bring it to him, to put it right in front of him on the table. Some say that if there's other people there, then she can. And she should not make his bed in front of him. So that's really like turn down service in a hotel. It doesn't mean to make the bed in the morning to make the room neat. That's really okay. But not in front of everything is mutter. So even though he knows that she made the beds and she poured him wine, etc. She's not allowed to pour water for him to wash his hands, feet, and face. Even cold water. But again, if it's not in front of him, that it's fine. Some say for a mitzvah, it's also okay. Meaning water to wash in the morning or to wash with bread or by the Seder. Right? You'd get the same way she can't pour him, he can't pour her. Even if he wants to send her a kais that's specifically for her, even if it's a kais shel bracha, asr it is asr. If he's a chayla and he has nobody to help him except for her, she is allowed to help him out as long as it's through something else, right? Meaning using gloves or something like that. That's even to stand him up and to put him, lay him down and to support him. She can't wash his face. And making the bed. Those are not really allowed. If the woman's sick, also the see the other way, it's meaning when the man is sick, so we're not so chayshid. The man's the initiator. If he's sick, so we're assuming he's not going to misbehave. But if it's the opposite and the woman is sick, we're afraid the man is going to misbehave. So then the husband can't help her. I feel a belonging here, even without touching her. Helem came b'shas tag gadol, unless it's a real desperate situation. She yev shalim tzay mi, she yesham shana, you can't find anybody to help her out. This is very common in when a woman is in labor and she's already in need and she needs some help. From a Balhu Raife, and let's say the husband is a doctor, Vain Sham Raife Acher Mumcha Kamayun, there's nobody else on his level. Mutalilamashaladefik, he can feel her pulse. Kimichaino Isa Derek Taiba Vachiba, since it's not done with Taiba and Chiba, which is sort of the same heter. You have any doctor to touch a woman. You need to keep our chakras even during the 7 clean days. Dahinu we made sviras shiva nekiyim, that by counting shiva nekiyim. V'gam achrakach im nesachra milutva bezmana. And even after that, if she pushed off from being tovel in the proper time, asurim b'chola niskor ad la'achar shetitvol. That's a mistake people make. They think like, oh, she's already done with her bleeding and she's already done with the 7 clean days, so then I can touch her. No, you can't. She's just as much in need as anything else. A woman who's a nida, and it's before her 7 clean days. The minig is that she does not go to shul, and she doesn't daven either. Well, there are many that disagree with this. All right, the women do go to shul and they go and they daven. It could be also we have much better protection than they had back then. This is also a thing that a woman doesn't go into a cemetery when she has a period. Ach, b'yom naroim. B'yom naroim, d'ayinu b'yom rishon d'slichus v'la'alon, from the first day of slichus and further, sh'rab m'sasvim v'sakneses, that many gather in shul, v'yela itzavan gadolim lo'seilef, it's going to be very depressing, she doesn't go muteras l'leches, she can go down there. If she's marrying off her children, or she just had a baby, it's her time to go to the shul because they used to have a minute to go to the shul. And similar things, muteras, she is muta. Okay, kufnun dalad, the harder this stuff gets into calculations of the cycles. So say the kriya savest v'din b'digel f'nei tasha shal achat tasha shavoy zayin seifim. Meaning this is how you calculate a woman's cycles and see if she to know when to separate in anticipation of her getting a period. It says kol vest nikva b'shloisha pamim retzufim. You make a set cycle where if a woman sees 3 times in a row, shim rasa gimel pamim retzufim, if she sees 3 times in a row, 3 months in a row, bisman shes shove kapam bapam, with an exact equal amount of time, azay zman zehu lo leves kavua, that's called a ves kavua, which is a chazaka, and that's the day she has to separate. Yesh nashim shein kavus vest and biyom shavim b'chodesh. Some do it in the equal day of the month, meaning let's say it's yud of every month of the Hebrew month. When she also gimel pa'amim retzufim. She sees 3 months in a row, kol pam v'rosh chodesh, every time v'rosh chodesh. Rabbi lo ves kavua v'rosh chodesh, then she has a set cycle, and she has to separate on v'rosh chodesh. V'chein im rosa gimel pam v'chamisha yom v'chodesh, and let's say she sees 3 times on the 5th day of the month. Azay yom chamisha v'chodesh hu yom ves kavua shalom. That's a ves kavua. V'zay nikur ves hayomim. That's called a vest of days. Shekov v'yom yedua v'chodesh hu kavei a specific day in the month. Even though the amount of days are not equal, why? Because some months have 29, some have 30. Since she sees on that specific day of the month, that is a ves kavua. That is one of the more fascinating halachas you get, because bottom line is the reason why you separate on these particular days is because we're assuming that the size of the moon is what's causing her to get her period, which the size of the moon on is the same every month on that Hebrew day. At least that's officially what it is. Right? Like, so tonight is Chav Gimel, so the moon tonight is the same size, and that can cause a woman to get her period as will be next month on Chav Gimel. The moon is the same size. However, we know from the Meilid that they announce in Shul that this is not true, because the we they have to make Rosh Chodesh a set amount of time. They couldn't say that Rosh Chodesh is every 29 and a half days. So 6 months is 30 and 6 months is 29 and a half, which means that you're like 12 hours off potentially from the Hebrew day of the month. Meaning we're saying today is Chaf Gimel, but it could very well be that the moon tonight is really Chaf Beis size. Right? But yet we still go with the way the Chachamim said it. And that's because basically we're saying the Chachamim control nature. That's what the Yerushalmi says, the Chachamim control nature. If the Chachamim said tonight is Chaf Gimel, then tonight is Chaf Gimel, even though maybe the size of the moon would be like Chaf Beis and a half. And that's what they know from the famous story with the girl who was less than 3 years old who got raped. And we know the Besulim, if the Besulim gets broken less than three, it grows back. So she got raped in Adar, in Nisan, I'm sorry, or whatever, right at the end of Adar. And she would not have had her Besulim grow back. So the Chacham decided to make a leap year. And like this, she was still less than 3 years old. And then her Pesulim grew back. So basically, the Chachamim can control nature. That is the way we paskin. And on that note, everybody should have a fine night. Shiri B'Surus Tagus.